Hey, everybody, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you so much for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. We're 5 days a week, about 5 minutes a day. We want to share with you a word of encouragement from Scripture. The fact is that all of us need the ability to have hope. All of us need to know that today could be better than yesterday. I believe this is one of the most critical elements of walking in Christ, is to realize that there is hope. Well, what does that have to do with you and the canoe? Well, when we've got a great talent or the ability that people will often ask you, man, when did you realize you were able to do that? I'll have some young preachers say, when did you think that you could speak publicly? And the answer is, I'm not sure that I've arrived there yet, but I have discovered a talent or lack thereof occasionally. I told you the story a few months back about how my dad had sent me to a boys club camp. Say that three times quickly. A boys club camp when I was about 10 years old. Man, you know what? I didn't want to go. It was brutal. I didn't know anybody, but I built some friends there that were pretty cool. And one day, we decided to take the canoe out. You know, when you get the free time and you can swim or you can do all the different junk at, you know, at summer camp, we decided we'd take the canoe out. Now, I want to remind you, this is years and years ago. This is before you had to wear every life preserver known to man to get out on a lake. We had no life preservers. We had nothing. Just two 10-year-old kids and paddles, right? So it's fun. I mean, we paddled, we talked, we had a great time, we laughed, we cut up. And when we were about in the middle of the lake, we heard the camp, and they had this kind of siren thing where when the guy pulled on a chain, you could hear it. It sounded kind of like a tornado siren you'd hear today. You're like, wah! And that told you, wait a minute, free time is over. You better get back and do your next deal, which was always scheduled. So we began trying to turn this stupid canoe around and realized that, wait a minute, this is not working. We weren't able to do anything. It seemed like everything we tried either turned us the wrong way or sent us backward. Everything was wrong, no matter what we did. And in that moment, I realized, you know what? I'm just not the kind of guy that needs to paddle a canoe. Because in a canoe and in life, there's times when you need to turn it around or we need to have a course correction. You know, I heard a guy one time give a talk and he made this statement. I went back and fact checked it, and it's true. If you leave Los Angeles on a flight headed to Atlanta and you start off 1 degree too far to the south and never course correct, you land in Havana, not Atlanta. Listen, my friend, that's two different airports, I can assure you. I've been in both. So how do you get there? How do you do that? How do you get from where you are to where you ought to be? And how do we stay motivated and keep moving toward that goal, even when our goal seems like I could never reach that, it's too far away? And you might even begin to wonder, will I ever arrive? Hope is what keeps us focused and moving toward the Lord, and especially the Lord's given dreams and goals for our life. Hope is what motivates us when things get really challenging and when we want to just throw in the towel and say, I'm done. In Scripture, the disciples faced a desperate situation where they wanted to give up hope. In Luke 24:21, the text says, but we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. Jesus has died, he's been buried, and they're together saying, there's no more hope, it's over. We're paddling backwards, we've lost everything. And in this text, the disciples are sharing openly what they had hoped for. They had given up on hope since Jesus had died. They were really discouraged. They were completely frozen. They didn't know what to do, and they were sure that the same thing was about to happen to them. Well, when you are in that kind of situation where you don't know where to turn, you don't know how to get where you're supposed to be, one of the most important things to do in that situation is don't give up on hope. Hope is important to accomplishing all that the Lord has for you and all that you have for you. So look at a couple reasons why. Number one, hope is going to always give us direction. Isn't that great? You see, when I was in that canoe, I needed to be able to get into the right course correction. Hope will always give you the right direction. Hope will also give you the ability to find an anchor. Where do I need to drop anchor? The Scripture says in Hebrews 6:19, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure, it enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. Many times in life, our emotions and our feelings and our circumstances can get us to drift off course or be like I was and start paddling and wind up in the wrong place. We've got to realize that if we lose hope, we lose our anchor. Listen, friend, guard your hope. What you put your hope in matters, though. I promise you, what you put your hope in matters. If you were to try to hope in a canoe and paddle on carpet, you wouldn't get very far, would you? I mean, it would be hard and it would be tough. But you know what? If you're putting that same canoe into water and begin to paddle, it's a lot easier. You see, hope can be resurrected in your life. Listen to Luke 24, verse 5. In their fright, the women bowed down their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" As if, wait a minute, there's a wrong. These women had gone back to the tomb where Jesus had been buried. They'd been looking back at what had been. They were there. They'd seen the destination, but these guys were still stuck in the middle of a lake. The angel was telling them that even though their hope was once dead, it has now been resurrected. They didn't have to keep looking for it in the place of death. In the same way, our hope can be resurrected if we put it in the Lord Jesus. Hope is important as it is the motivation for our desire to reach our God-given dreams, folks. Always remember that your situation isn't too hopeless for a resurrection, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're doing, no matter who you're doing this with or for. Hope, when we think about it in a Christianly manner, in a biblical manner, hope isn't just sitting and thinking, "I wish this would happen." Hope from a scriptural perspective is, it is more anticipation. I cannot wait for it to happen. How you see hope may have everything to do with whether you get your life's canoe to the right shore. God bless you. Find your hope in the Lord Jesus today. And I look forward to seeing you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30 or 11 a.m. And we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you.